Pedro Almodovar wrote the script for Bad Education over the course of a decade, an obsession for him, he says, since it's drawn from his own experiences as a child schooled by priests, even though it's not purely autobiographical. Mr. Almodovar came by our studios in Los Angeles with an interpreter. We talked about the oblique way he portrays the abuse in the film.
Las escenas en las que tengo que narrar.
I think the scenes where, you know, the priest abuses his power with the kids, those were the scenes that took most time to reflect upon. I was pretty preoccupied with those.
Porque naturalmente los actores que interpretan a los niños son niños también.
Because obviously the actors that play the kids are kids themselves, so I didn't want to be creating any ghosts for future lives. So I thought a lot about it, and the most simple thing for me was to, in a sense, narrate these parts without showing them. So what you get is I'm always hiding behind things. Like, for example, if the scene takes place in the countryside, I'm behind a tree or at
si ocurre,
night. Or,
por ejemplo, en la sacristía, me oculto detrás de la sotana del cura.
And if the scene takes place in the sacristy, I hide behind the priest's soutane.
Que invade la pantalla de negro.
That goes into the screen, filling it with black. I'm almost happy that I didn't go explicit on these scenes, because in a sense that allowed me to find other ways to work around it.
You know, one of the most horrifying scenes, I think, for me watching this movie was when the child, the main character, Ignacio, is called before the priests as a birthday gift to sing for them, and in particular to sing for the priest who's abusing him.
Yeah.
And it's this torturous moment, really, of this child offered up before them to sing.
Jardinero, jardinero, noche y día entre tus flores, encendiendo sus colores con la llama de
And as we're watching this, we're seeing this vulnerable 10-year-old, say, and the priest is overcome with emotion. He's almost crying. He's on the verge of tears watching this. What were you trying to convey with the reaction of the priest in that scene?
Quería decir algo muy importante en la película.
I wanted to state something very important for the movie. I wanted to show that this priest is madly in love with this kid, that the priest recognizes that love as illegitimate and as a crime, as something prohibited. That's why the scene, in a sense, is so painful to watch.
Porque uno como ser humano debe reconocer.
Because in a sense, as a human being, you're recognizing the emotion of the priest, but you are also very conscious that that's completely prohibited.
The music in this film has a very noir sound to it, and I wonder what you told the composer about what you were trying to get from him.
Sí, no, con el compositor, más que hablar, soy una pesadilla para él.
More than talking to the composer, I actually become a real nightmare.
Porque me va entregando demos uno a uno y yo
because he will give me demos of the music one by one, and I will actually correct note by note, although I'm not a composer myself. We will correct it together.
Por ejemplo, al principio hay una referencia.
In the credit sequence, there's obviously a reference to Bernard Herrmann, the wonderful composer of most of Hitchcock's movies. Afterwards, the music become a little bit more abstract. There's a part of it that is played with a harp that I like a lot, which is the swimming pool scene.
Y que le da un tono muy desnudo y muy inquietante.
And gives the scenes where you hear that music a very naked and unsettling tone.
Esto, la referencia que nos pusimos fue Ligeti, que aparece en la última película de Kubrick, cuando el piano hace tin, 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 tin.
So what we had as a reference in that scene was Ligeti, in particular the piece that Stanley Kubrick used on Eyes Wide Shut.
The very last frame of your film, and I don't think we're giving too much away if we talk about this, is a close-up on the word passion, passion.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
La película es una película muy dura.
It's probably the darkest and toughest movie I've ever done.
Y yo necesitaba cuando terminé de rodar.
So after I was done shooting, I needed for myself and for my character a sort of way that it would not be a happy ending, but it would actually not comply to get out of the screening room completely depressed. So I, you know, came up with the idea of using passion as the last word that kind of like says goodbye to the movie. Because probably passion is the only real quality of the character that is the film director. And because passion is probably the best word that defines my relationship with cinema. I started making movies in a very passionate way, and I keep on doing them with the same passion. The only difference is that now I'm more conscious of that passion that I was before.
Supongo que es el proceso natural del tiempo, del paso del tiempo.
I guess it's the natural process of the passage of time.
Mr. Almodovar, nice talking with you today. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much.
Pedro Almodovar with interpreter Javier Heiner. His new film is titled Bad Education.